Previously on the Ron Van Dam Show.
Do you ever get the feeling that I don't know what I'm talking about? I know what a meatloaf is. It has no arms. It's just a strap over your shoulders. Holy crap.
And now, today's episode.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. I am Ron Van Dam. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. Are you ready for this? Let's do it. Hope you're feeling okay. Otherwise, there's no point to this. Sit down, relax, I'll take it from here. Those of you who are tuning into the show for the first time, you're probably saying to yourselves, what the hell did I do? And the answer to that is, I don't know. Well, I've got quite a show in store for you, I suppose. Whatever. Why don't you do the show for a change? Why don't I just sit here and you entertain me for half an hour? Go on. What do you got? Nothing, huh? Huh. Thought it was easy. Well, you folded pretty quick. I have an interesting interview coming up later in the program because we are... by the way, hello, and... It is a Wednesday. Can you believe it's Wednesday? Yesterday it was Tuesday. How did this happen? I know Wednesday always follows Tuesday, but not so quickly. Oh my God. I'm living in the Boston area where we've had a heat wave for about 17 years now, it seems like. Every day it's in the mid-90s. It feels like it's over 100. It's just been fantastic. And those of you that kept saying all winter and even during the spring, I can't wait for the summer. You people make me sick. I mean, this is not good. This is unhealthy air. I can't sit outside. The humidity is like standing in a shower stall. It's just absolutely awful. So now I can't wait till the fall. All right. You know, if you spend your whole life you can't wait till the next season, then something's a little bit off, perhaps. So I've got some experts in what's coming up. It's hurricane season in just a couple of weeks. It's kind of already begun, but we're not even in the thick of it yet. There are more expected severe storms, hurricanes, tropical storms, than the previous years. Every year there seem to be more and more storms with more and more intensity. So we're going to talk about that. What the hell's going on? I have a theory. It's not a theory. It's the waters are staying warmer, and that's fueling more violent storms and creating more storms. When you have cold air and you have warm air, that doesn't work. It's like oil and water. They do not mix no matter what you do, no matter how many times you stir it. So it's a problem. So how do you prepare for something like that? Well, we should be better prepared than we were before. Why? Well, we'll tell you later on in the show. Stop it. Leave me alone. Stop making me tell you things before they happen. I complained about this years ago, and I still hate it. When I'm watching the local news, and there's a storm coming, it's not like I don't know there's a storm coming if I don't watch local news, because I have a cell phone. And once you have a cell phone, God, if this is a person in the next neighborhood who fell down and got a cut on their knee, I'm getting a text somehow that this happened. It's, I don't know what you call that, some type of an alert. Somebody within 50 miles fell down today. You must know about this, Ron. You must know about it in an alert fashion. I will text you every time somebody gets... Just stop it. Just leave me alone. So I'm aware of the weather. But I watch the local news to see what's going to happen in my area. And they start the news show and they say, a tremendous weather event coming up tomorrow morning. We'll tell you what it is, what time it starts, and what to expect and how to prepare for it later on in the show. Okay, now wait a second here, stupid announcer. You've just told me something that is very, very important. And the sooner I know about it, the better off I will be. You've teased me. You are sexually teasing me. Well, you're not sexually teasing me, but it's the same thing as sexually teasing me. You're getting me all roused and upset and curious, and then you say, but I'll tell you later. it's awful. Hey, Ron, you're going to, something horrible is going to happen to you. What's going to happen? I'll tell you later. What do you mean you'll tell? Why would you say something like that to me and then not tell me what it is? This is what news shows do. They tease you. I don't like being teased. Do you know my most unfavorite day of the year is every one of them? My most unfavorite day of the year is April Fool's Day. It's not even a national holiday. They still deliver mail. If they're still delivering mail, I don't really pay attention to it. That's my barometer. Is there mail today? Well, no, there isn't. Well, this must be a real holiday then. Yeah. April Fool's Day lands on April 1st every single year. We're not even close to it. But I hate that day because it is a license for people to act stupid. It's a license for people to trick somebody else and then laugh in their face. What a dumb idiot you were to fall for that. I'm laughing at you. Not with you, but at you. I'm laughing at you because you look like a schmuck. I have made you look like a spineless little schmuck. They should call it National Douchebag Day because that's when they come out and they pull these pranks on people. So which are you? A douchebag or a schmuck? That sounds like a great title for a book, doesn't it? Douchebag and Schmucks. Let me write that down. That is a book, and I don't know how to spell schmucks. Do you? I don't think it matters. Okay, fine. I actually wrote that down. I'm not kidding. I'm writing a book called Douchebags and Schmucks. Or it should be a song, a Taylor Swift song, something like that. Something like that. Okay, hi. All right, fine. That's great. That's wonderful. Yeah, so I get very upset with people that tease me. I don't like to be teased. Like being bullied, it's the same kind of thing. You know, somebody taking advantage of your weakness and then pointing it out and laughing in your face. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Double barrel middle fingers to you. Don't try that with me. All right, kids. How you doing? How you feeling, huh? Middle of the week. You feeling okay? You taking care of yourself? You wearing your mask? You better be. Things aren't going to get better. They're going to get worse. I'm not just saying that. It's pretty much known. Yeah, as soon as we start intermingling again with the schools opening and the colleges and all that kind of thing, and people getting very cocky about it, well, nothing happened to me, then it's just going to get worse. I'm telling you. Better take care of yourselves, kids and adults and seniors and everybody. All right, fine. Well, that was dismal, wasn't it? That wasn't fun. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a very quick commercial break. And we do that not because we have to, but because I just feel like it.
Looking for someplace new and fun to take the family for breakfast? Then it's time to try Greg's House of Avocado Toast. Featuring all your breakfast favorites. White toast, wheat toast, rye toast, yes, even multigrain toast, and more, all topped with creamy avocado. Or mix it up a little with a toasted English muffin topped with avocado. Come in every Thursday for our chef's special creation, sourdough toast with avocado. If it's toast with avocado on top, you'll find it, and nothing else, at Greg's House of Avocado Toast.
I don't understand avocado toast. I don't get it. I understand what toast is. I've seen avocados in the store. They're very, very hard to figure out. If you pick up an avocado and touch it, which is not a great idea, you know, you don't want to see people in supermarkets touching all the fruit. It's like, this is not a good time to be touching all the fruit, okay? But the only way you can tell if an avocado is good is pretty much if it's soft but not too soft. Well, so what the hell does that mean? It's soft but not too soft, or not too hard, not too soft. It's just right. Baby bear laid on the bed and it was just right. So I don't eat a lot of avocado. Apparently it's very good for you, but probably not. Probably not. Probably in about a decade, they'll turn around and say, you know, we told you avocados were really wonderful for you. No, they'll kill you. I'm sorry. Had it wrong. My bad. Yeah, that's what they're doing with talcum powder. Remember talcum powder? Johnson & Johnson, those two guys. I don't know if they're two guys or two girls or who these Johnsons were. But these Johnsons apparently were the leading makers of probably invented talcum powder. I have no idea how old talcum powder is. Cavemen? I assume the cavemen must have had chapped skin on the crotch there, you know. They're sweating all day, wearing nothing but a loincloth. You know, if you're walking around and all you're wearing is a loincloth, at one point you'd have to say to yourself, I'm just going naked, man. This is ridiculous. Why am I even protecting that area anymore? I'm basically butt naked. Why do I have a cloth down there? It's disgusting. No one's going to touch it anyway. But cavemen must have used talcum powder. I have no idea. I know that when I was a little baby, and I remember that distinctly, my mother used to just like drown me in talcum powder. I mean, couldn't breathe. I mean, it was like that powder would be flying all over the room. She would just shake that talcum powder, little shaker thing, and the room would just be like you're in a cloud or something. And we breathed it in. We thought it was just wonderful, you know, very refreshing. My butt looked like some kind of a powdered sugar bundt cake. I was talcum more than I was powdered. I mean, everybody used talcum powder for everything. I remember going to the barber when I was a child. Yeah, they had barbers when I was a child. Now I go to a hairstylist. I'm still a guy. I go to a hairstylist to take care of my hair. It's been a while, but that's where I go. When you're young, you go to a barber. You go to a barber. That's what I did. And the barber would clean me up, so to speak, you know, cut my hair, clean me up, and then take this gigantic shaker of talcum powder and just slather it all over my neck. And it was, we were talcum powdered to death. It wasn't until about 5 years ago, in 2015, let's say, maybe even later, that all of a sudden we start finding out, you know, that stuff you did for babies, innocent little breathing, little skin things, tiny little infants smearing them with talcum powder, not a good idea. Really? And what were you on vacation like for 40 years and you did no research and you just didn't think about it for a while, and then somehow magically 5 years ago you said, oh, you know, maybe the talcum powder wasn't a great idea. Let's tell people about it. So now Johnson & Johnson, I guess other companies, I have no idea, they have to pay out lawsuits and millions and billions of dollars and the other thing I don't understand, which I see television commercials for, is the Roundup weed killer. I've talked about this before many times because I don't understand it. Roundup weed killer apparently will gives you cancer and stuff. And if you work with it on a regular basis, like you're a lawn care expert or something, you could be having cancer problems here. So you can sue the, I don't remember the name, is it Monsanto, Bayer? I have no idea, but whoever puts this weed killer out, Roundup it's called, Roundup, a cowboy weed killer, I suppose is what that is. Round up all those insects and round them up and weed killers. Let's round up the weeds. Apparently, that's like really causing incredible health problems, and you can sue this company, and they're paying out millions and billions of dollars as well. And then I go to a Lowe's or a Home Depot, and I walk in there, and on the shelf is the Roundup weed killer. And I'm saying to myself, is there some lack of communication going on? Why in the world would I buy something that on television they're telling me I can sue the company for having? I don't get it. No one's ever been able to explain it to me, that or there's really doesn't come up in conversation enough. But I don't get that. You know, I don't know if there's talcum powder on the shelves anymore at Walmart. I'm not sure because I don't go looking for it. I assume there is. But these are things that people are suing for regularly. So I'm missing information somewhere. I'm missing, you know, if there's anything that I want to resolve in my lifetime, it's to understand the things that make no sense that I don't understand. That's what my show is about. Have you noticed that? Basically, there's so much stuff that makes no sense. And to point it out, and then the person you're pointing it out to, like you say to me, like Ron, you're right. That doesn't make any sense. My God, what's going on here? I know. That's what I'm saying. I know. What's going on here? I know. Doesn't make any sense. Facebook makes no sense. It's no sense. We've put a lot of time and trust into a company that's marketing us right back in our faces, in our Facebooks. We engage all our information and all our time and all our social life and all our communications into Facebook, and they turn around and they point up a couple of middle fingers at us and say, thank you for the information. We're selling it. We're selling you, stupid. Yeah, I don't get it. And yet we just go along. I am meeting a lot of people who are saying to me, I'm getting off of social media. Well, congratulations to you. Congratulations. Social media is good for some people, but certainly not all. You have to know really what you're doing. My God, if the bulk of your friends are from Nigeria trying to sell you bank accounts, they're not your friends. They're not your friend. That's not your friend. How many friends do you have? I have 2,000 friends. Really? Really? How many friends do you really have? Two. I have two people I know. What about the other thousands and thousands and thousands of them? I don't know who they are. I don't know. They like me. They pushed on a button that says, they like me. I feel so complete now. I feel loved and understood, and I feel good about myself. I feel womanly. I feel manly, 'cause people like me. They seek me out. They push. They click on a little heart because they go out of their way to say, I know this. I like them. I like the way they move, I like the way they look, I like the way they dance, I like the way they think. They like me. Got news for you. They don't like you. They do not like you. Okay, we're going to speak to our guest who probably also doesn't like me, but we're not even Facebook friends. So figure that out. I can't. Right after these words.
Okay, Ron Van Dam may not be the prettiest face in radio, but come on, that voice, am I right? You are listening to Ron Van Dam, the sexiest voice in podcasting on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, Ron.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. We have Laura Favinger with us. She's the Chief Administrative Officer at Triple I. And who do we have with you there, Laura?
Mark Friedlander.
Hey, Mark. There he is. Mark is the director of corporate communications at AAA. And we're talking about the upcoming hurricane season, which is, well, with a tropical storm pretty much already started. It is upon us, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And that's why, you know, we stress it's so important for homeowners, renters, and business owners to need to make sure they have the right types and amounts of both property and auto insurance to ensure they are financially protected against the wrath of Mother Nature.
And we also say, you know, get out that insurance policy, take a look at it. There is something called the declarations page, which is a one-page brief summary of what your coverage really is. So take a look at that. Talk to your insurance professional if you can once a year and make sure you have the right coverage so that you can rebuild or repair your home, replace its contents, have temporary living expenses if you need them, mm-hmm. if something would happen to your home, check on your flood coverage and also your comprehensive auto.
The flood coverage is very...
And a couple other important tips.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say the flood coverage is very interesting because it depends on where you live. I mean, you may have flood coverage, but not for the zone that you're in if you're in a flood zone. So, I mean, it does vary. It is worth checking.
Absolutely. And we see 90% of all natural disasters have a flood component. Yeah. So you don't need to live in a flood zone to have flood damage. And that's why it's so important. Talk to your agent and add flood coverage if you can, because it's such an important protection to have for hurricanes.
Okay. Mark, you were going to say something.
Yeah, I was going to say just a couple other tips, you know, to prepare for the season. One is, if you live in an evacuation area, be prepared to leave because the storms get stronger during the season, especially now that we're entering the peak of hurricane season. Evacuations are possible, so you know, have your plans in place. Know where you're going to go. And the other important thing is we're seeing with Isaias, the storm that hit the East Coast last week, have supplies on hand. We always recommend a minimum 7 to 14 day supply of non-perishable food, drinking water, 1 gallon per person per day, medications for everybody in the family, because we still have thousands of customers throughout New England that are without power after the storm last week.
Yeah, I mean, we should all be familiar with stocking up for a week or two with what's been going on for the past few months. So we should be familiar with that and probably even have some cans of stuff there hanging out still. I'm questioning the intensity of the storms. Are the storms actually becoming stronger year by year, or is it that we're so aware of them by reporting and by all the apps we have on our phones? Are we just more aware that they're happening?
Well, you know, it really has already been in 2020 a record-breaking year.
Hey.
So we've already had 9 named storms and 5 U.S. landfalls, and those are both records for the most storms this early in the Atlantic Basin. But even more importantly is there's been a revised forecast for this season that was just put out by one of our non-resident scholars in Colorado State University, predicting 24 named storms this year, 12 hurricanes, and 5 major hurricanes. And that is definitely the most in terms of hurricanes and named storms since they've begun doing forecasting. So we know conditions are very ripe for development right now, and we are concerned that there are going to be a lot, you know, certainly a significant amount of storms this season.
Yeah, it sounds like it sounds like it's not an if it you might get a strong storm. It's like when you get a strong storm. It sounds like that more so.
Exactly. You look at Isaias last week. We're already seeing estimates of $4 billion plus in property damage.
Right.
The storm spun off 26 tornadoes. So you don't think it just the wind from the hurricane, but that it causes tornado damage as well. And we had an EF3 tornado in North Carolina in the area where the storm made landfall.
Yeah.
So you're seeing that kind of severity of damage as well.
So it's the Atlantic and the Gulf that seem to places to watch. Of course, when the storms hit those areas, they start traveling up coasts and across states, and it's not the end of it.
Right, and you could see storms hit anywhere along the coast. Yeah. Even though the storm, for example, Eta Eas initially was targeting Florida, but then it went up the coast, and it impacted the entire eastern seaboard.
Yeah.
So all coastal residents from Maine to Florida and then along the Gulf Coast from Florida to Texas need to be prepared.
Yeah. So it's just like a phone call to your insurance policy people and asking a simple question, I guess, before. I assume when it happens, they're going to get flooded with phone calls, no pun intended. But if you call ahead of time to check what you do have, that's probably the smart thing to do.
Yep, it really is. And there are also some things you can just do around your home to prepare.
Okay.
And, you know, like making sure your roof is inspected once a year. You know, is it going to withstand high winds and lots of rain? You know your home's flood elevation. Are you in a neighborhood or a street that has flooded before? You know, if so, are there some things you can do, minor landscaping things, even just around your home to handle runoff?
Yeah.
Simple things like that you can also just do on your own around your property.
Yeah, let's talk.
There's a couple other steps.
Yeah, go on. Every time you talk, Mark, I seems like I'm talking. No, go on.
There you go. No problem. Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm just going to add to what Laura said. There's a couple other areas that you could make your home more resilient. If, you know, for example, wind-rated garage doors, storm shutters are other ways to make your property more resilient.
Yeah. Another thing that scares me is trees down. That causes the major power outages. But, I mean, trees are just like falling all over the place all of a sudden. I don't know why that would be, but they don't seem to be as resilient as they used to be.
Well, a lot of the trees, you know, have been there for decades. You know, they're older trees. Maybe the roots are rotting a bit. But when the ground gets saturated, the tree begin to loosen, you know, in terms of the roots, and it just takes strong winds, and they knock over, and they can cause major damage, and that's why we're seeing such widespread power outages from east to east, and why there's such a problem repairing all those areas right now.
Right. Well, I'm glad you brought this up, because there's no question that the storms are getting stronger, and the possibilities of something going on are much higher, and it's smart to plan ahead and to know what you got. Knowledge is everything. Where do we find this out?
Easy. Just go to our website, iii.org. That's the Insurance Information Institute's website. We have a wide array of preparedness information, tips on evacuation plans, tips on your hurricane kits, everything you need to know for hurricane season. The insurance tips that we've talked about, everything is laid out there on our website.
Perfect.
iii.org.
Okay. Guys, iii sounds very me, but it is iii. if a storm comes, it is iii. Okay. Thank you so much, Laura and Mark, for all the information. Very important. One more time, that website.
iii.org. Very simple to remember.
I cannot forget it. Thank you so much for your time today.
Appreciate you having us.
Thank you, Ron.
Take care. Bye-bye. Time's up. Gotta go. I'll be back again tomorrow on Thursday with a brand new show. I hope you join me then. If you do, that would be great. We can be friends. We can like each other. I wish you peace.